Morocco, week 8, Monday. Somebody stole my goddamn whistle.
And now, episode 36 of Moon Over Morocco.
The fish in the trap begin to think.
Mojo has gone to Marrakesh. Kelly is in Tangier. And Jack has twice entered the invisible realm. The first time he entered, he awoke as El Kaba, the liberator. The second time he entered, he awoke as El Hassan Bizel, the ruler and oppressor. And so the two, not knowing they are the same one, draw near to do battle. Meanwhile, Queen Azora has created a thunderstorm and has caught Jack and his men right in the middle of the Salt Lake.
Tips his turban to you, great queen.
I accept your compliments, wazir.
My queen, that was excellent.
They will not get out of this one.
This time, we have them.
I'll drink to that. Figs.
El Cabal, you were right, floating on back in salt water. Very simple.
Yes, Abu. But if we don't get out of here soon, we're all going to turn into pickles. The sun will be coming up soon.
Ah, yes. When sun reached the fullest, this lake will begin to boil. By 3 o'clock, our skins will be boiled off. Ha, ha, ha.
Sounds wonderful. Flossie?
Yeah?
You got any ideas?
Oh, I don't know.
Water, water everywhere. And not a drop to drink. There's something I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
You're pretty good at magic, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you ever do anything?
Like what?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a magician.
You mean like put some spells on the queen or something?
Yeah, that'd do for a start.
I do not disturb the natural laws. I wish to bring ruin upon no one.
An environmentalist. Look, I don't mean to be picky, Flossie, but I haven't even seen you counter one spell.
There are reasons for this.
Well?
I will tell you when the time is right.
Terrific.
There is the tale of Demula Nasruddin. A man invited Nasruddin to go hunting with him, but mounted him on a horse which was old and decrepit and very slow. Ramula said nothing. Soon the hunt outpaced him and was out of sight. It began to rain heavily, and there was no shelter. All the members of the hunt got soaked to the skin. Nasruddin, however, as soon as the rain started, he took off all his clothes and folded them and then sat down on the pile. When it stopped raining, he dressed himself and went back to his host's house for lunch. Nobody could figure out why he was dry. With all the speed of their horses, they hadn't been able to reach shelter. "It was the horse you gave me," says Nasruddin. So the next day he was given a fast horse, and his host took the slow one. Rain fell again. The horse was so slow that the host got wetter than ever. Nasruddin carried out the same actions as before. When he got back to the house, he was dry. "It's all your fault," shouted his host. "You made me ride this wretched horse." "Perhaps," said Nasruddin, "you did not contribute anything of your own to the problem of keeping dry."
"I don't get it."
Must be a cave up there. Sounds like something serious going on. I've been sitting at that piano too long. This is some climb. There. Something not right up here. People don't look too happy. They're mourning. A girl sitting separate over there. Maybe she knows. Excuse me?
It was her time.
I was wondering maybe you could tell me what's going on.
She chose this time to go.
Huh? I'm looking for this woman who
there
was supposed
to
be somewhere.
The destroyer of delights. The sunderer of societies, the plunderer of palaces, the caterer for cemeteries, and the garnerer for graves.
She dead?
Yes.
Damn. I came here to ask her something. Guess my timing's gone off. You a friend?
I served her.
There were certain secrets she knew. She passed those on to anyone here?
She was the last of her line. All secrets buried with her.
You don't know anything about those invisible worlds?
I have no one to serve. I am alone.
Can we go somewhere and talk?
It matters little.
Looks like you're pretty shook up about this. But maybe you know something about this desert realm. You see, a couple friends of mine got stuck in there.
The desert is the garden of Allah, from which the Lord of the Faithful removed all superfluous human and animal life, so that there might be one place where he can walk in peace.
Well, just thought I'd ask. You wouldn't know where I could catch a bus back to Marrakesh. I guess not. I didn't mean to bother you. Bye.
Yeah. There was a layer of mist forming further down the beach. The moonlight wove the mist into shapes. He saw caravans moving silently across the desert. He saw horsemen with swords glistening in the moonlight. He saw oasis cities that rose out of the red desert and then slowly disintegrated back into the sand. And the moonlight wove itself into a figure that stood before him. And the swords that glistened were teardrops moving down her cheeks, and her eyes were the mist, and her voice held the magic silence of the desert.
Something strange about that girl. I don't know. Yeah. Something about her shoulders. Like she's carrying something. She's still perched up on that rock. She's beautiful. The way that sun catches her, she casts a weird shadow. Man, that is some shadow. You look at that. Coming right out of her back, she's got bat wings.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
What you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. zbs.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
Someone's caught...
Another one.
Help! Help!
Let the rest go, Jack.
Look, there's not even enough worth mentioning.
They are sinking. Everyone is sinking.
Help! Good grief, I'm sinking too. Help!
Let the rest go, Jack.
I don't even know what I'm letting go of. Help!
Help!
Hey, I'm sinking out of sight. Help! Help!
Let it go.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.